Book 1, Canto 5, page 86 and 87. A mediatrix with veiled and nameless gods, whose alien will touches our human life, imitating the world magician's ways, she invents for herself bound free will its grooves, and feigns for magic's freaks a binding cause. All worlds she makes the partners of her deeds, accomplices of her mighty violence, her daring leaps into the impossible. From every source she has taken her cunning means. She draws from the free love marriage of the plains, elements for her creation's tour de force. A wonder weft of knowledge incalculable, a compendium of divine inventions, feats she has combined to make the unreal true or liberate suppressed reality. In her unhedged Circean wonderland, pell-mell she shepherds her occult mightinesses, her mnemonics of the craft of the infinite, jets of the screen subliminal's caprice, tags of the grammary of inconscience, freedom of a sovereign truth without a law, thoughts that were born in the immortal's world, oracles that break out from behind the shrine, warnings from the demoniac inner voice, and peeps and lightning leaps of prophecy, and intimations of the inner ear, abrupt intervention, stark and absolute, and the superconscience unaccountable acts have woven her balanced web of miracles in the weird technique of her tremendous art. This bizarre kingdom passed into his charge. As one resisting more, the more she loves her great possessions and her power and lore she gave, compelled with a reluctant joy. Herself she gave for rapture and for use. Absolved from aberrations in deep ways, the ends she recovered for which she was made, she turned against the evil she had helped, her engined wrath, her invisible means to slay, her dangerous moods and arbitrary force. She surrendered to the service of the soul and the control of a spiritual will. A greater despot tamed her despotism. Assailed, surprised in the fortress of herself, conquered by her own unexpected king, fulfilled and ransomed by her servitude, she yielded in a vanquished ecstasy. Her sealed hermetic wisdom forced from her fragments of the mystery of omnipotence. A border sovereign is the occult force, a threshold guardian of the earth scenes beyond. She has canalized the outbreaks of the gods and cut through vistas of intuitive sight, a long road of shimmering discoveries. The worlds of a marvelous unknown were near. Behind her an ineffable presence stood. Her reign received their mystic influences. Their lion forces crouched beneath her feet. The future sleeps unknown behind their doors. Abysms infernal gaped round the soul's steps and called to its mounting vision peaks divine. An endless climb and adventure of the idea, there tirelessly tempted the explorer mind, and countless voices visited the charmed ear. A million figures passed and were seen no more. This was a forefront of God's thousandfold house, beginnings of the half-screened invisible.